99.9 Gananoque's MyFM, continuing today with our business showcase, the virtual edition, where we pretend we're in the rec center. We pretend we're popping by to say hi to Jim Summers at Rideau Lakes Building Center. How are we doing, Jim?
Very good, sir.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about with you. First of all, these past 4 or 5 months since the pandemic broke, I mean, has it been crazy there?
Things have been very hectic. It's a bit of a struggle getting everybody accustomed to our new ways and protocols and everything else, for sure.
Yeah. But were you surprised by the amount of people that took on projects, took on renovations during this downtime?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a major concern to all of us with everybody's health and safety and well-being, but it never slowed down, and I don't think we've ever seen business like this in the 25 years I've been doing this job.
Can you pinpoint anything, the most interesting trend or something that you just couldn't keep on the shelves that you never would have thought would have been a problem?
Truthfully, Jamie, that'd be just about anything because, oddly enough, this year's biggest projects were raised flower beds and gardens and chicken coops. So I wish I was selling chickens because they seem to be a highlight, but lumber, hardware, anything in this industry is very tough to still receive within a 2 to 3 week time span.
Well, let's talk Rideau Lakes Building Center then, Jim. Some of you touched on some of the products, but some of the services, other things that you guys offer.
We're still offering delivery. We still do curbside for people to feel comfortable with it. We're trying to stay ahead of the game, so really nobody has to wait for anything other than a day ahead of time. So we're staying pretty much business as usual, except for the hectic race of trying to get inventory in stock. And servicing our area and surrounding areas that need help.
Well, on that topic, Jim, then being up in Crosby's where your location is, what area, who are you looking to serve here?
I guess we're trying to look after everybody from our area here in Crosby, a little bit towards Westport on the way to Smith Falls. We're covering up to Athens and on into Lansdowne, Gananoque, and Sealy's Bay area. So we're just trying to stay ahead of everything, ordering every day to make sure we have inventory and keeping people looked after. We've been doing our deliveries, hired a lot of new staff, a lot of students, which have been fantastic this year for us. We're just trying to stay ahead and making sure that we're looking after people. Business as usual in that aspect and keeping everybody safe on our staff and going forward.
Always a good measurement of how you're doing when you can be hiring during a pandemic, Jim. So well done on that.
Yeah, no kidding. We've probably added 5 or 6 students. And like I say, this has been our best year for students. Excellent workers, great kids. We've had no problems with them, and I'm really hoping we get them back again next year whenever they figure out what's going on with these poor young folks for schooling.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, always nice, too, to be in a position as a business owner to be able to give back and able to support the community and sponsor different things. I mean, you'd love to do everything here, but just talk about some of the things you've done over the years, some of the teams, some of the events and charities you've supported.
We do a lot of stuff with the local schools. We try to do stuff for school teams, local teams. We've even done as far as some small kids fishing tournaments at the local campground, and we do things with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We did stuff for cancer, for the walk that they do at the Rideau District High School. Trying to figure out some things we can still help with that, even with all this being cut out on the kids this year. We're still trying to keep money set aside for when that starts to rejuvenate, that we can help them out, because I'm sure they're going to need a little bit more help the following year to come.
Yeah, well, doing it right and heading in the right direction for sure. Jim Summers up at Rideau Lakes Building Center. We want to thank you for being part of this virtual business showcase, and hopefully by this time next year we'll be able to meet in person again.
I sure hope so, Jamie.